This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here with Leo Honeycutt. Welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Leo's website is leohoneycutt.net. You can go to our regular website, radiocommonsense.com, see who our guests are on the show, and have some fun and get an idea of this week's column, the things we're talking about. Healthcare is obviously the top of the news because of the defeat of the effort to wipe out the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, replacing it, some people say, with Trump Care. It was quite a defeat that took place where Trump decided to tell the Speaker of the House of Representatives, don't bring it up for a vote. We don't have the votes. It's going to fail. So where are we right now? Health care spending increases dramatically. The cost of health care premiums go up. There are a lot of questions about the quality of health care we're getting. And so just where are we right now? Some people say Trump's not going to come back to it. He's going to go to tax reform and leave it alone as it is right now. Is the status quo okay? What should we do about that? Let's get into this a little bit right now. Dr. Kevin Marchese is a Dallas physician. He is prominent in the health care debate about the high cost of health care. You can find all about him on our website at radiocommonsense.com. His website is healthcare economics. Well, actually, it's healthcareonomics.com. Find it on our website. We've got Dr. Marchese with us right now. Hey, Doc, good morning. Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show. What was your reaction on Friday? There was give and take. Some people, like on Tuesday and Wednesday, thought that the House would pass the health care bill, and then all of a sudden the votes weren't there. It kind of came from both sides, from conservative groups, from more moderate Republicans. The president blames the whole loss on the Democrats, although the Republicans kind of control Washington. Just as an interested both layman and health care provider, what was your thoughts when you saw that we're pretty much stuck with Obamacare for the near future?
Well, if I'm to believe what's on my Twitter feed this morning, then it sounds like President Trump is being a master strategist. And in fact, what he's done is set the stage for them to revisit this, hopefully closer to the midterms, and then what they'll see is either a defeat again or hopefully a success. I'd like to say, though, that really when it comes down to it, my question is, and I think you and I talked about this already a little bit, the question I have for people is we all want to repeal, or not all of us, but most of us want a repeal of Obamacare. There's no question on that, and I think that would be a good step for the country to take. But the question is, what are we going to replace it with? What is this about replacement? What exactly is, what do they mean when they say replacement? And I can answer that for you. I can tell you that, in my mind, most Americans view replacing Obamacare as something akin to the fact of, let's get back to the days of $1,000 a year premiums, $200 a year deductibles, and $5 copays. That's not going to happen. I mean, that's just not going to happen, Jim, no matter who.
Doc, can I interrupt you 1 second?
Sure.
I don't know if you're on the speakerphone. We're getting a lot of reverberation back on the noise. If you're on the speakerphone, can you get off of
no,
it?
Or you... I'm on a landline. I switched phones. I'm not sure what's going on.
Maybe then back away from the phone a little bit, if you will, so we don't get quite the reverberation, because you've got a loud voice like me, so we think we can hear you okay. So, but that's what we talked about earlier in the show, that the Republicans made a huge mistake by not saying, look, here's a much better way to do it, to take that around the country, to sell it, and have an alternative. So it was either you had two choices. Here you didn't really have two choices. It was repeal Obamacare or nothing, and I think that really hurt the overall effort for the repeal, because people were scared about, well, if I'm going to go back to where it was before and my premiums are going to jump or I'm going to lose my health care, they didn't have any confidence that the alternative, that there was no alternative. And so so go ahead, pick up on your thoughts on that.
Well, I'll tell you, the best alternative is going to be the free market. I'm reverberating again.
Don't worry about it. We're okay. You go right ahead. Just stay a little bit away from the phone, but okay. Go right ahead, Doc.
I'll just say that the best alternative is the free market, and the only way to allow that is to start repealing laws like Obamacare and then keep on repealing. What really needs to happen is we need a repeal of regulations like the HMO Act, the Health Maintenance Organization Act of 1973. This is the legislation that was just as bad, if not worse, than Obamacare because it gave the health insurance companies the right to form networks. These are un-American. They're anti-capitalist. I mean, can you imagine being told by some third party you couldn't go out for pizza tonight? I mean, I don't know if too many neighbors of mine or friends that would tolerate that. And yet everybody seems to have the idea that it's okay that my health insurance company tells me I can't go see my doctor anymore or I can't have an MRI. And that law, the HMO Act, is what really created that situation and allowed the health insurance companies to do that. So Congress needs to repeal that. They need to repeal those kinds of regs. It's really funny. Tom Price was on a news clip last night. I put this on my Twitter feed. And just a little short 5-second blip, he said, we want to do everything we can to ensure that individuals have the opportunity to choose their physician. So I put a question there. I said, instead of physician, substitute house or car. Or, you know, Congress wants to do everything it can to ensure that you have the opportunity to pick your burger joint. I mean, then imagine your outrage. Imagine what you would feel if you were hit with that from Secretary Price. But instead, with health insurance, we just take it on the chin. We think this is the norm. This is not the norm. But unfortunately, Congress people or the congressionals are all, you know, well, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but there's a lot of lobbying money at play here. And repealing all this and repealing all these regulations that have protected the health insurance industry is going to be pretty tough. It's going to be pretty tough.
There's that word again, lobbying.
I mean, I'll just tell you that the health insurance as we know it would not have existed were it not for government intervention. In fact, I like to say that had health insurance not become absolutely tied to employment back in the 40s, I wrote a book called The Guide to Buying Health Insurance and Healthcare. And I say that if health insurance hadn't arranged itself with employment back in the 40s, then by the 70s, it would have probably been largely non-existent because not many people would have bought it. And more importantly, the prices of healthcare would have kept pace with inflation. So the health insurance industry, as we know it, has enjoyed a long, long stretch of government protections, government regulations, designed solely to give it a place at the table and to keep it there. And that's what they're doing right now with this American Health Care Act. And it failed. And I'm glad that it failed. But we do need to repeal Obamacare, but we need to keep on repealing. That's what we need to do.
Right.
I see. So you're saying all this is built up over the last 40 years. And one thing that you wrote in your book, too, is about the growth of 5.8% in 2015 boosted total health care spending to $3.2 trillion, which comes out to an average of almost $10,000 a person.
Well, you know, what people need to realize is when the government and the pundits talk health care, they're lumping in health insurance in there with that. So health insurance is a very different thing from health care. And when you lump these two and commingle these two terms together, then you start getting numbers like $3.2 trillion, which is a staggering amount no matter how you slice it. But the fact of the matter is that health insurance accounts for a large proportion of those expenditures and the health insurance premiums. I mean, look, I think you and I talked about this too, that in 2013, almost $750 billion was spent on health insurance premiums. Now, of that, two-thirds, that's almost $500 billion, only went to 25 health insurance companies. Now, if that's not an oligopoly, I don't know what is. That's too much money, too much control going to too few companies. And the way they enjoy that is through the governmental protections, like being allied to employment, for instance. Obamacare was really a boon for the health insurance industry because if it weren't for Obamacare being passed in 2010, then by now I think very few employers would still offer health insurance. They were on the edge of saying, no, heck with this, we've got to do something different. We'll start giving our employees money, they can go find their own health insurance or whatever. That didn't happen because Obamacare came along and said, hey, no. If you have 50 employees, you have to pay for their health insurance.
Right. Hey, Doc, right. Doc, we've got to take a little pause right now, take a break. I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Dr. Kevin Mulcahy. Go to our website and find out how to get a hold of him. Interesting website, interesting comments on his blog. Want to come back and ask him, what would he do if he'd come up with the ideal system? Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Our website is RadioCommonSense.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking what to do about health care now that the Obamacare repeal has gone down the drain. President Trump seems to be walking away from the whole debate. And so what do we do? Costs are going up, and it's not going to go down. Dr. Kevin Wakasey is a Dallas attorney. You can find a lot of him. He writes an interesting blog, by the way, and you can really check him all out. Go to my website at jimbrownusa.com, get all the information about Dr. Wakasey. Now, Doc, here's what I want to ask you. After we get off the show today, you still there with me, Doc?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Now, let's paint this scenario. And by the way, it's a much better signal we've got right now. Okay, you get off the air and you fix a cup of coffee. You're just sitting back and your telephone rings. And it's President Trump. And he says, Dr. Wakasey, you know, I'm a regular listener of the Jim Brown Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt. I listen every Sunday. I heard your remarks today. And I want to ask you, if you could confect a plan that would make sense, that would work for the American people, what would be some of the key components that you would have in that plan? What would you tell the president?
Oh, I would love that, because President Trump is a businessman after all, and he would understand it completely. Look, here's the problem, and to answer your question, I have to set up the situation. Here's the problem. What's important is not getting everyone health insurance coverage. What Congress needs to do, what the government's job is to make sure that the health insurance that's out there is affordable. The only way they're going to do that, Jim, is by stripping away these regulations, these laws that prevent free market competition, like, for instance, the sale of health insurance across state lines. You know, it's really interesting. In the top of the hour there, the news segment before we got on the air, I heard one of your sponsors talking about SelectQuote, about how to choose a life insurance plan. Call us. We will shop for you. And that's the key. When's the last time you ever heard health insurance sold like that? You haven't. Because health insurance doesn't get shopped by you, by SelectQuote, by anybody else. Health insurance gets sold to employers. And when they do that, they can sell it to tens, hundreds, thousands of people at a time. And it helps these large health insurers keep their prices high. So eliminating the employer mandate, allowing the freedom to choose your own health insurance plan. You can pick what coverage you want. I mean, if you've ever gotten one of these indemnity plans where you can pick hospital coverage or cancer coverage or trauma coverage or what have you, we should have the same kinds of situations, much like your car insurance coverage. So that's a way to get the health insurance prices down. Now, what to do about health care? How do we do that? I will say this, sir. Pardon me. We have a free market in healthcare. Now, people look at me and they laugh when I say that, but I would challenge your listeners, with the average health insurance deductible being in the $2,000 range, what is their deductible? Now, if they have a $500 deductible, I got, you know, five words for them. Enjoy that while it lasts, because somebody is paying through the nose for you to have that $500 deductible, and you need to stop paying that amount of money. But the bottom line is that when you have a $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 deductible on your family, guess what, Jim? You are a healthcare consumer. And that means that when you go to the doctor, when you go to the lab, when you go to get x-rays, you need to start using your credit card and asking what the prices are, and then getting a receipt to file on your health insurance, rather than you sitting there and letting somebody else determine the price for you. I run a cash-only clinic in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I don't accept any health insurance whatsoever, and my pricing is transparent, and it is out there, and it is below, well below. You know, I had a lady come in a few weeks ago. She needed a CT scan, and she has health insurance. She has a $5,000 deductible. So I told her, I'm going to order this scan. Now, how you pay for it is your business. But here's the bottom line. You go use your health insurance, and if and when they finally approve this thing, you're going to be hit with the entire charge because you haven't met your $5,000 deductible. Now, who knows what that charge is going to be? I can tell you pretty clearly, or pretty certainly, that it's going to be in the thousands of dollars range. Or here's plan B. Here's what you can do. What's behind door number two? You can go over there right now, get that CT scan today, be back here this afternoon to talk about it for only $270 cash. That's what's going on with healthcare, and that's why I say we do have a free market in healthcare. It's just that people don't realize it. But when they do,
hold on a second.
Come tumbling.
Wait, hold on. How could that possibly be that low? Because if it were like that, that's the option we would take. I went out and got an MRI about 2 years ago, and they told me it was going to be $5,000. Now, the whole thing took about maybe 50 minutes to do, and it was $5,000. I had to write them a check for over $1,000 on the site. Then it came about a year later. I needed to get a receipt for that for some other coverage. And you know when they sent me the receipt back, they generated a receipt that came out to $10,000 that they had charged to help the insurance company.
Sorry,
so you're saying that it's that. So, Doc, I guess the bottom line is that inflated? Is there that much fat in what the hospitals are paid by the insurance companies?
Listen, my tagline on my blog, healthcareonomics.com, is, it's not the costs of healthcare that are outrageous, it's the charges. Look, we have been led to believe for decades by the insurance industry, by politicians, by pundits even in the media, that healthcare is expensive. We've been told time and time and time again, the rising cost of healthcare, it makes you believe that healthcare must be costly, it must be expensive. Well, guys, the most expensive antibiotic that I administer in my clinic costs me about $2. I would give it, you know, $2.25 maybe to administer this. I charge $35 for it, which is a pretty good profit, you would say. It's nothing compared to the $600 they charge for it down the road in the emergency room, in that freestanding emergency room. So it's not about the cost of healthcare. After all, what does an MRI actually cost? Not much. You'd be very surprised if you're talking about the marginal cost of doing an MRI. Now, it's very expensive equipment to buy and maintain, et cetera. But those are fixed operating costs, and you gotta charge enough to pay for those costs. But when it comes down to it, MRIs are not that expensive, and it behooves the imaging center to be doing 200 of them a day rather than doing 3 a day. So the more they do, the cheaper the price becomes. Right now, the imaging center where I send patients is having a special, believe it or not, Leo, don't reach out through the phone and hit me or anything. $250 this month is special for MRIs.
What?
Unbelievable. Well, Doc, why do insurance companies allow these high charges? Listen, we're not going to pay that. That's ridiculous.
Jim, that is a great question. Thank you for asking me that. I wrote about this in the book because, think it through, it gives them legitimacy. The insurance companies allow these charges because then they're able to turn to the public and say, see what we protect you from? See what it would be without us? You would face these $5,000 charges. And so it establishes, I mean, it's the biggest scam, guys. They caused the problem in the first place, and then they set themselves up as being the only solution to the problem when the real solution is to kick insurance out of the equation. Now, I want to be very clear here. I do believe in health insurance. I have health insurance. I recommend health insurance for people. It's a smart thing to do, but it's not necessary. It's like a chainsaw. It's something that needs to be sitting in your garage, and when you need it, you really need it, and it's great to have. But otherwise, forget it. It's just there for occasional use only. Unfortunately, the health insurance industry, to establish and maintain its legitimacy, its position, created this myth long ago, before I was born in 68 even, that you need health insurance to pay for health care. When you don't, you only need it occasionally.
Hey, Doc, we're going to have to go, but we're ready for a break. The book is called The Guide to Buying Health Insurance and Health Care, Dr. Kevin Waukesi. You can find all about it on our website at jimbrownusa.com or at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, thanks, Doc. Have a good day. We'll look forward to having you back again.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Interesting guy, Dr. Wakasi. He says the free market is the answer. And Leo, we got to do something. My problem is I'm not a bleeding heart that... I think that everybody should make their contribution, make the healthcare system work. But if you open up the free market and the guy is making $45,000 a year and he's got three kids and they're trying to make ends meet, his kid gets sick in the middle of the night, what does he do? He runs to the emergency room. Who pay? And then he can't pay because he doesn't have any money. You and I then pay that. All my listeners pay in terms of costs that the state has to fund to pay for all these hospitals. So I just wonder, I mean, I keep hearing prices are coming down, and Dr. Wakasi makes the point that, there's collusion with the insurance companies and the hospitals, but I think that we've got to accept the component that people are living a lot longer today, but they're not living a lot healthier today, that if someone's got diabetes and got heart problems and they're overweight at 70, we can keep them around now till 90. We can keep them around by pumping all kinds of very expensive drugs in them, but the costs just go up and up to pump those drugs in them.
and yet we're doing nothing in terms of lifestyle, the lousy food our kids get at school where they go to school, the fact that the fast food joints are in every single column. You go to a healthy restaurant, supposedly, and get green beans, and the green beans is loaded with sugar
or salt,
and you've almost got to have a dietitian degree to understand what you can eat and what not to eat.
And we pick this time of all times for high schools and junior high schools, or middle schools, what they call them now, to decide to do away with physical education because it might embarrass a kid if he has to dress out in front of somebody else.
Unbelievable. When I was a senator some years back, I put a bill in the Louisiana legislature. I was insurance commissioner. I wanted to push it to say that all schools, you can have the drink machines, but it's got to be healthy drink machines. It's got to be fruit drinks and not have a lot of sugar in them and water and that kind of thing. You know who opposed me strongly? The athletic departments. They said, well, no, that's not how we pay for the uniforms and everything. The kids won't take the healthy drinks. They want to have the Coke. Not the Diet Coke, the regular Coke. They want to have all the high sugar drinks, and we've got to have that to pay for the uniforms and everything. They strongly oppose the legislation just to build in. So until we start dealing with lifestyle, until we start teaching kids in school about proper nutrition, if we don't do something like that, we're just wasting our time. Then I had this argument. People say, well, Mr. Brown, I hear you on the radio, and I'd like to go to Whole Foods or some of these better quality places. They're a lot more expensive. I can't fix dinner. I can, we can go to Popeyes and McDonald's. And
fixed dinner, by the way, is a Southern euphemism for cooked dinner.
Well, that's right. It is. Well, and our dinner is lunch. Supper is the evening.
Yes, you're right.
If you want to go to dinner, that's lunch down here for us. And you folks listening in Biloxi, Mississippi, and South Carolina, North Carolina, Statesville, you know what we're talking about. But so until we make a radical change, so everybody's got the right to do whatever they want, but the system is paying for it because of all the folks that don't use good common sense in how they're eating, getting sick, running to the emergency room, and under federal law, we have to pay for it. You say, well, cut all that off. Well, you want the guy whose 3-year-old child is growing up and got a 104-degree fever not to get taken care of? I mean, you got to have some compassion, and I understand that. But that compassion, we're paying a heck of a price for. All of us, every one of our listeners are paying. And getting around that until we get back to lifestyle choices, as you said, physical education, exercise. I think if you're a state employee, we've got millions and millions of state and federal employees, that's paid for with our tax dollars. So I think we should have some say-so over that. If you're a federal employee or a state employee, you should have to take a yearly physical. There should be some standards. If you are continue to be overweight and don't, and we ought to build health clubs into the new state buildings. And if you don't work out and take care of yourself, then you pay a lot more for insurance. If you're a smoker, you pay a lot more for your insurance. Why should you and I have to pay for someone's irresponsible lifestyle? I'm sick of it. I don't want to do it anymore.
You're sick of it.
That's right. Well, I'm getting sick of it just by watching it all. Let me switch with you, Leo. Here's another thing that's interesting. A new study's come out saying that if you operate on smokers, if you're doing surgery, you're trying to get the bones to unite, say if you're doing some serious surgery, and if you don't have good blood flow, the results aren't good. And people often will have complications. They'll sue their doctors. A number of doctors now are refusing to operate on smokers. If you come in and say, I need this operation, unless you quit smoking for 6 months, I'm not going to perform that operation because the results are going to come out good. You could possibly sue me, and I'm not going to do that anymore. Isn't that interesting?
Well, that means that they wouldn't operate on President Barack Obama.
Well,
he was a smoker.
He was a smoker, I guess not. Well, I'm sure if you're the president, somebody's going to operate on it. In any event, isn't that interesting that certain doctors are now saying, if you're a smoker, we're not going to... And, I'll tell you, Leo, back in the 60s, there was a definitive case that where the tobacco industry was sued called Lartigue versus R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. If you Google that, that's the big case that protected the tobacco companies. I was a lawyer working in New Orleans for a large firm and that was defending the insurance companies. So now I just was a young lawyer, fresh out of Tulane Law School. I had to defend, you know, my senior partners were actually arguing in court, but I did all the research to defend the tobacco companies, saying, oh, no, there's no cause and effect. Smokers, that doesn't really give you cancer. I looked at, I saw, got all these pictures that were subpoenaed of lungs, black soot-covered lungs. Man, and I was smoking a few cigars at that point. I quit immediately after I saw all that stuff. Because smoking is the worst possible thing you can do. If you drink, then that's not the best thing for you. But I'll tell you, the smoking is the very worst. And I thought it was interesting that doctors now are saying in many instances they're not going to operate on you if you're a smoker.
Well, that generation back in the 30s and 40s, the reason why they smoked so much, one of the big reasons was because they saw it in Hollywood.
The Marlboro Man.
Just
the horse.
Well, that was in the 60s. In the 1930s, everybody, Humphrey Bogart, everybody was smoking. And so that was like the cool thing to do. And so what happens is they learned this in the 30s, 40s, 50s. That's the reason why so many of them were dropping dead by the time they were 65. And that's the reason why they fixed retirement at 65. Because they didn't figure that they figured you could pay into the system and then drop dead at just the point where you could take it. Then we could save the money for everybody else who didn't smoke.
Well, and I mentioned The Godfather last night, Al Pacino and all the fellas, and they're just smoking all the time. They're lighting up cigarettes right and left all the time, you know, because that was the way it was done. That was the way that the lifestyle we lived. But you're right. Well, now we're surprised. But then that's where the costs have come. You're right. Social Security and the health stuff at 65, which is what your life expectancy was, that's when it kicked in. Then we start pumping you with all these drugs. You're smoking, you're drinking, you're not taking care of yourself. We can keep you alive for another 10 to 15 years and spend an enormous sum of money keeping you alive. And of course, that's bankrupting the Medicaid section, the Medicare that I'm on, bankrupts you there, and has caused this huge problem.
Now you come to that huge, huge moral question that Jack Kevorkian was asking, which is, should you be able to decide when you're going to die and do it coherently?
That was a question before Gossage on the Supreme Court. They quizzed him at great length about earlier writings that he'd said, inferring you should be able to take your life if you figure like you don't want to. And that's a difficult question where someone has got terminally ill cancer and they can't get any relief from the drugs they take, Oxycontin and everything like that, and it's no good. They want to be put out of their misery. And that's a tough one, Leo.
It is.
That's a tough one. So I can, as a lawyer and a talk show host, I can argue it both ways.
And do quite well.
Leo Honeycutt and Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Got one more segment, so don't leave us. Hey, I want to talk about Gone with the Wind. They may ban the movie Gone with the Wind.
What?
Can't have that. We'll come back and talk about it. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Freshen up your coffee. Back for one more segment.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use these cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, you're here with Leo Honeycutt. My website is RadioCommonSense.com. We were talking before the break about Gone with the Wind. Leo, I see that there are some efforts within the film industry and others to ban Gone with the Wind, say put it in a museum like Birth of the Nation, that first great classic movie that had racial overtones, and Gone with the Wind paid this romanticized view of slavery, and therefore we really ought to abolish it. Margaret Mead's great novel. Margaret Mitchell, yeah. Uh-huh. And one of my all-time favorite movies, by the way, mm-hmm. And in terms of we're so active in tearing down monuments down in New Orleans now. Robert E. Lee is gone. Bienville is gone.
But let's really face what that is. That really wasn't so much about removing vestiges of the Civil War as it was just a mayor who can't control the crime rate. And so in order to get a block of votes, that's the way he panders to the black community.
And it's outrageous. It's outrageous because some of those statues are really marvelous sculpture, all in bronze that now we're going to stick them in some kind of a museum. But, you know, Lee's Circle is one of the major monument circles in New Orleans. Everybody goes around Lee's Circle. And there's Robert E. Lee, who was probably the greatest general of the North or the South. Lincoln offered him the job to head up the Northern troops.
Right.
And expressed great regret over slavery, did not have slaves himself, and yet that is gone down there.
Well, now but 4,000 years ago, King Solomon wrote in Proverbs that a nation that forgets its history is doomed to repeat it. Now, if he knew that 4,000 years ago, why are we going out of our way to try to, we have so many monuments to the really catastrophic bad things, we have the Holocaust museums, we have two or three of those scattered around the world. And rightfully so, because we shouldn't forget that these things can happen when things get out of control. So why would you try to destroy those vestiges so that we forget what the history is?
Well, let's talk about Gone with the Wind if we can. It beat out The Wizard of Oz for the best picture back in 1939, won 12 Oscars, I believe, one of the highest grossing movies of all time, and a massive success, scored Vivian Leigh and Rhett Butler,
Clark Gable.
I mean, what a cast. The only downside of, you know, my biggest argument with the movie, my biggest single concern, what the heck did Scarlett see in Ashley? I mean, really, Leo? Ashley is a wimp. You know, this little wimpy guy, and oh, she threw herself at Ashley Wilkes. I never could understand that.
But you see, though, that's what the book was about, and it was one of my favorite books, because it's about relationships. The movie was about relationships. It's not about the Civil War and slavery and all. It's about the marital relationship. It's about people who carry this flame for no good reason. We all do that. We've all done that in our childhood, our adolescence. We fall in love with somebody, and we just believe that, you know, we somehow get this emotional attachment, and we carry this flame for them throughout our lives. For what? No good reason. People are trying to reconnect now on Facebook and find their old lost loves and all that kind of crap. It never works out.
Well, that's a good point. I can't argue with that. Well, in Gone with the Wind, you know, I think there was a lot of there were some very naive feelings within the South, where, and I think they just played so well in the meeting room where all the men were getting together to say we may go to war and we've got to do it for the honor of the South. And Rhett Butler says, yeah, but you got what did Rhett Butler say in that meeting, Leo?
Well, he was just talking about he's been around, he saw all the foundries and cannon factories are all in the North, all the coal mines and the shipyards, and he said, this is crazy. We're down here and you guys are threatening to throw down the gauntlet, and all we've got here is cotton and slaves and arrogance.
Well, and the arrogance and the naive view of where they were was a major factor in bringing down the South. Slavery, I wish it was as simple. Slavery was wrong. The South was wrong. Slavery should have been abolished. But, Leo, I think, as you and I have discussed before, just a handful of people in the South owned slaves.
About 12%.
You kind of wonder why somebody in a small town in Mississippi or in Georgia would let their family go off and fight this war when they had no slaves.
Now, think about that. 88% didn't own slaves. Yeah. So why? What was their justification for going and putting themselves in harm's way so the rich guy could keep his slaves?
Well, the rich guy probably made a pretty good point. I mean, we get spoiled by communication down here with you didn't have daily newspapers that anybody had access to in rural areas particularly, and you pretty much heard word of mouth what the news was going to be, actions in Washington.
Well, actually, newspapers did put out quite the editorials. There was a lot of fighting and bickering that went on between people who could read in the North and the South, and they started doing just like we have today with the blogs who've gotten so vicious. And that viciousness is what moved us after the 1860 election in which Lincoln was elected. That viciousness is what moved us to war.
Well, I think that in the minds of a lot of Southerners who did not own slaves, had nothing to do with slavery, they were probably the rich guys, the slave owners, and some of the press were exhilarating the fact that, look, if we don't go to war, then the Yankees are going to come down here and take all your farm and steal your women, and, you know, probably played up an emotional tie, although their major focus was slavery. Obviously, it was going to bankrupt a lot of the slave owners. But they played a lot of the other folks in thinking, hey, you got to go fight this battle because it's in your interest to do so. What is the interest of a guy that's got 100 acres and a mule and two or three sons to go fight? You know, slavery did nothing for him. So it's not as complicated as simply saying it's all slavery. It was to those that owned slaves. Of course it was.
Well, but now you got to remember, too, that the slavery didn't really become the issue till after going into the second year of the war, because Abraham Lincoln didn't issue the Emancipation Proclamation until 1863. You were halfway through the war by then. So even he said this is not really about slavery.
But it's portrayed that way today, and that's why movies like Gone with the Wind And by the
which
way,
is about relationships.
And that's another thing you pointed out, that interesting that there are folks that want to ban the movie when the first black actress to win an Academy Award,
Hattie McDaniel,
won it in Gone with the Wind.
And because Hattie McDaniel portrayed Mammy, and the people want to joke about that, but if you go back and look at that film, she was the smartest person in the whole cast. She was the smartest character of all of them.
No doubt about it.
Because she knew what all the secrets were. She knew how people really felt about each other. And she was really the one, the glue that held the family together.
She was very consistent in her views and her approach. She was the moral consistency in that.
So she picks up the Academy Award in 1940, and there's not another one. Another African-American doesn't win until the late 60s, Sidney Poitier.
That when the next one?
Yeah, so you waited 30 more years to get another.
That was interesting. Last year, there was outrage over no African Americans being nominated for Academy Awards, and this year, it's hard to find a white nominee in this year's list. So, and there were a number of well-deserved winners in this year's Academy.
You know, and it's interesting to know, too, that Margaret Mitchell, when she wrote the book, she consistently kept telling David Selznick, please, don't glorify this. Don't glorify the South. Don't build these huge mansions down here and make everybody think we all lived in palaces. We didn't. In fact, when the first pictures came out and they said, well, do you think this would fit? And that would fit. And she said, no, that looks like a hotel. There were no. In fact, it is interesting that the people that were around at that time, and they went to the premiere in Atlanta in 1939 to see the film, they laughed when they saw how big the houses were, because they said, we didn't have anything like that around here. And they even brought in some old Civil War soldiers to sit on the front. And when they have that big sweeping scene that shows Scarlett going through the rail yard, and you see it looks like 2,000 Confederate soldiers out there.
Who are all injured. In Atlanta.
And there were two or three of the old Confederate soldiers that sit on the front row that yelled out and said, hell, we'd had that many people, we would have won the battle.
It was a very moving scene, though, as the camera pans back and you saw the defeated South there lying on the ground in Atlanta.
Very symbolic.
Look, it was entertainment. It's a movie. It's a movie, Leo. It has a lot of historical foundation, and it showed how naive the South was. But I still thoroughly enjoyed the movie. I don't want them to ban it. I want to be able to watch. How many times have you watched Gone with the Wind?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, but if you're a son of the South, you know, then you look at that. And I never once considered the fact that that I would say that African Americans were put down by it. When you consider how smart Mammy was, I mean, she was smarter than everybody.
No doubt about it. So anyway, if you haven't seen Gone with the Wind, I would urge you to do so. Usually it's on Turner Broadcasting or one of the TV networks about once a month. I've enjoyed seeing it on many, many occasions. Hey, we are out of time, Leo. Thanks for being with me as you always are and hosting like you did last week, and we'll talk again next week. Your website's leohoneycutt.net, where Leo is a very prolific author. You know, take a look and see some of the great books that he's written. Our show is the radiocommonsense.com. Have a great week. See you next week, folks.
You too. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.